2018年精编初中英语教学与评估19
Part 1 Listening
第一部分听力
1. Listening Comprehension
听力理解
A. Listen and choose the right picture
根据你听到的内容选出相应的图片
1.It's not safe to use a mobile phone when you're driving.
It's not safe to use a mobile phone when you are driving.
2. The government should do something to stop the serious pollution in big cities.
The government should do something to stop the serious pollution in big cities.
3.Lucy often goes to the park to fly a kite on a windy day.
Lucy often goes to the park to fly a kite on a windy day.
4. Disneyland is a nice place to visit, and it provides lots of fun.
Disneyland is a nice place to visit, and it provides lots of fun.
5. My mother likes to walk her pet dogs after supper every day.
My mother likes to walk her pet dogs after supper every day.
6. Many young people are keen on surfing in the sea in Western countries.
Many young people are keen on surfing in the sea in Western countries.
B. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear.
根据你听到的对话和问题，选出最恰当的答案。
7. We are going to have a football match this weekend. How about the weather?
The weatherman says it will be rainy today, cloudy on Saturday, and sunny on Sunday.
Question, what's the weather like on Saturday?
请再听一遍。
We are going to have a football match this weekend. How about the weather?
The weatherman says it will be rainy today, cloudy on Saturday, and sunny on Sunday.
Question, what's the weather like on Saturday?8. My laptop is more than 10 years old, and it had worked just fine until last night.
You'll never be able to get parts for it, and I think it might be time to spend money on a more recent model.
Question, what does the woman suggest the man do?
请再听一遍。
My laptop is more than 10 years old,And it had worked just fine until last night.
You'll never be able to get parts for it, and I think it might be time to spend money on a more recent model.
Question, what does the woman suggest the man do?
Nine. Cheers to our first night in our new apartment.
It's so quiet. I'm not used to it.
Question, what can we learn about the two speakers? 请再听一遍。Cheers to our first night in our new apartment.
It's so quiet. I'm not used to it.
Question, what can we learn about the two speakers?
10. I'd like to book a room this Saturday night.How much does it cost?
It's 800 yuan. Since you have a membership card, you only need to pay 500 yuan.
Question. How much should the man pay for the room?
请再听一遍。
I'd like to book a room this Saturday night. How much does it cost?
It's 800 yuan. Since you have a membership card, you only need to pay 500 yuan.
Question. How much should the man pay for the room?
John, the post office is just around the corner. I don't think you need to take a taxi. It's within walking distance. You can just walk there.
I know, but the parcel is too heavy to carry.
Question. How will the man go to the post office?
请再听一遍。
John, the post office is just around the corner. I don't think you need to take a taxi. It's within walking distance. You can just walk there.
I know, but the parcel is too heavy to carry.
Question. How will the man go to the post office?
I usually learn English by reading novels.
Watching American movies is also a good way. It helps to know how foreigners communicate with each other.
Question. What are the two speakers probably talking about?
请再听一遍。
I usually learn English by reading novels.
Watching American movies is also a good way. It helps to know how foreigners communicate with each other.
Question. What are the two speakers probably talking about? Do you often use a computer?
Yes, I'm a designer. I use the computer to draw pictures. What about you?
I use the computer at work a lot, to search for information or send emails, but I never play computer games.
Question. What does the woman usually do on the computer?
请再听一遍。
Do you often use a computer?
Yes, I'm a designer. I use the computer to draw pictures. What about you?
I use the computer at work a lot, to search for information or send emails, but I never play computer games.
Question. What does the woman usually do on the computer?
14. I'm going to New York next week, but the hotel I booked is really expensive.
Why do you want to book a hotel? My brother has two spare rooms in his apartment.
Question. What does the woman mean?
请再听一遍。
I'm going to New York next week, but the hotel I booked is really expensive.
Why do you want to book a hotel? My brother has two spare rooms in his apartment.
Question. What does the woman mean? 15. Listen to the passage and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
判断下列句子是否符合你听到的内容。符合的用 T 表示，不符合的用 F 表示。
Franco is a writer in New York City. He has 1 week off every August for summer holiday. Last summer, he decided to take a trip to San Francisco.He didn't want to go by plane. He really wanted to see the United States. So he decided to take the train from New York to San Francisco. The train left the station in New York City at 10:30 p.m. on Monday. Franco tried to sleep that night, but he couldn't because he was too excited. During the long trip, he looked out of the window and watched the country go by.He saw large cities, small towns, and of course the beautiful countryside. He saw peaceful farms, mountains covered with snow, and the amazing desert. For 5 days, Franco didn't get off the train. He often took walks through the train and talked with the other passengers. He had all his meals in the dining car. Finally, At 2:45 p.m. on Friday, the train stopped in San Francisco. Franco was happy to get off the train. He had some friends in San Francisco, and he called some of them. They got together and ate at an Italian restaurant. On Saturday, he went to visit a museum and had a good time there. On Sunday, Franco took a night flight back to New York. He looked out of the window of the airplane and imagined the desert, mountains, farms, and cities below him. After a while, he closed his eyes and started to make plans for his next summer holiday.
请再听一遍。
Franco is a writer in New York City. He has 1 week off every August for summer holiday. Last summer, he decided to take a trip to San Francisco. He didn't want to go by plane. He really wanted to see the United States. So he decided to take the train from New York to San Francisco. The train left the station in New York City at 10:30 p.m. on Monday. Franco tried to sleep that night, but he couldn't because he was too excited. During the long trip, he looked out of the window and watched the country go by. He saw large cities, small towns, and of course the beautiful countryside. He saw peaceful farms, mountains covered with snow, and the amazing desert. For 5 days, Franco didn't get off the train. He often took walks through the train and talked with the other passengers. He had all his meals in the dining car. Finally, at 2:45 p.m. on Friday, the train stopped in San Francisco. Franco was happy to get off the train. He had some friends in San Francisco, and he called some of them. They got together and ate at an Italian restaurant. On Saturday, he went to visit a museum and had a good time there. On Sunday, Franco took a night flight back to New York. He looked out of the window of the airplane and imagined the desert, mountains, farms, and cities below him. After a while, he closed his eyes and started to make plans for his next summer holiday. D. Listen to the passage and complete the following sentences.
听短文，完成下列内容，每空格限填一词。
Habit is any action that we have done so often that it becomes something that we do almost without thinking. Not all habits are good habits.People spend many hours and dollars each year trying to get rid of these bad habits, but often fail. Why? Change is hard work. However, researchers in Europe are giving you some advice to follow. First, look at why you do it. In other words, think about the result of doing this thing. Maybe you have a bad habit of leaving your homework undone.The result could be that you get more time to spend on the internet. If your bad habit is shouting at other people when you are unhappy or under pressure, what do you get from it? It may make you feel a little better for the moment. Next, take a look at the other side. Think about what you're losing directly because of your habit. Shouting at other people means that you don't respect others,which makes people around you feel bad. Having more internet time means that you're losing the chance to learn the things that you need to learn. When you think of all the bad results, you'll find that it's a wise decision to give up your bad habit.
请再听一遍。
Habit is any action that we have done so often,that it becomes something that we do almost without thinking. Not all habits are good habits. People spend many hours and dollars each year trying to get rid of these bad habits, but often fail. Why? Change is hard work. However, researchers in Europe are giving you some advice to follow. First, look at why you do it. In other words, think about the result of doing this thing. Maybe you have a bad habit of leaving your homework undone. The result could be that you get more time to spend on the internet. If your bad habit is shouting at other people when you are unhappy or under pressure, what do you get from it? It may make you feel a little better for the moment. Next, take a look at the other side. Think about what you're losing directly because of your habit. Shouting at other people means that you don't respect others, which makes people around you feel bad. Having more internet time means that you're losing the chance to learn the things that you need to learn. When you think of all the bad results, you'll find that it's a wise decision to give up your bad habit.